Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High for granting us this great opportunity to come your way once again. And I am Benjamin Osei Ofori, and I welcome you to Gospel 365 Daily Devotion. And on today's devotion, we are discussing on a topic titled, A Greater Move of the Spirit. And our memory verse for today is being read from Joel chapter 2. Verse 28, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. These are the last days, and the Church of Jesus Christ is experiencing an unprecedented move of the Spirit. We are seeing, and we will yet see more phenomenal miracles of salvation, growth, healing, and many more. The reason is simple. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, said the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, said the Lord of hosts. Haggai chapter 2 verse 9. This is extraordinary because even though the things we read in the book of Acts are beyond human comprehension and imagination, to think that there is still a greater glory ahead and in our day is absolutely mind-blowing. Take Acts chapter 2, for example. The Bible says Peter preached and 3,000 people gave their hearts to Christ at once. Luke records another phenomenal addition to the church in the fourth chapter. Peter and John preached, and about 5,000 people who heard the message believed. Acts chapter 4, verse 4. How wonderful! No wonder Peter, who was conscious of this glorious move of the Spirit and the very dispensation Joel prophesied about in Joel chapter 2, verse 28, reiterated those very words in Acts chapter 2, verse 16 to 17. He said, But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, said God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. The last days began with Peter's preaching. In Acts chapter 5, verse 14 to 16, his very shadow touching the sick got them healed. Even demons went out of those that they had bound. We also read that God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirit went out of them. Acts chapter 19, verse 11 to 12. Now, beloved, we are at the ending part of the last days. If the beginning witnessed such glorious demonstrations of the power of God's Spirit, then you can imagine what a time we are in today in the calendar of God. The church today is far enlightened, positioned, and equipped for greater impact. Believe and expect a greater move of the Spirit in these last days, as the scriptures declare, the glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former. Glory be to God. Shall we pray? Dear Father, thank you for the presence of your Spirit on earth and his greater move in the lives of many around the world today. Indeed, your glory fills the whole earth. Your power is touching lives all around the world, and your righteousness is revealed more than ever in expectation of our Lord's soon return. Amen.
If God is transforming your life through this podcast, remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel at Gospel 365 Podcast, and also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at GO365 Podcast. Send your prayer requests or testimonies to Gospel365Podcast@gmail.com, and God bless you.